To Limerick now and Cian McCormack. Cian is on the road from Morning Ireland talking to voters and asking what are the issues of concern to them. Cian joins us now with a panel of guests. Hello again, Cian.
Good morning, Mary, and welcome back to us here in our Limerick studio. Now, before we deep dive into the runners and riders in Limerick City and Limerick County, here's a reminder of what voters are talking about in the two constituencies.
What's the biggest issue locally here around Newcastle?
Definitely the health issues with the hospital and housing. But I'd be hoping like that someone's going to make a big change here.
Now, whether the change will be a good thing, I think, but it's better to just try it rather than just leave it as it is, because it's the same old from the main parties for years.
Very hard to get doctors here. All the doctors, Bruff, Kilmallock, and the regional hospital in Limerick is the number one big bugbearer for most of the people in County Limerick. That it's been left, they're frightened to go into that hospital, and I'm frightened myself. I'm actually going down to Tralee now because they can't do a job in Limerick.
When they get in, they forget about people. Not the majority of them, some of them.
What's the biggest issue for people?
Housing. Other people can get them, and my daughter can't.
What do you think the big issues are here in Limerick?
It's definitely homelessness.
What else would be important to you then?
To me, especially for workers, you know, people go to work. You know, you see all these people getting double benefits and this and that, and you get a kick in the teeth and you get a 1% decrease in your USC. I'd like to vote for someone completely different. I don't know why, but I'd love to see a massive change. Everything is just the same. There's nothing changing. We're all talking about it. It's like Trump. You know what I mean? It's just all the same.
Well, the economy was the big issue in the US election.
Yeah.
What about here?
Oh, the economy here, yeah. But it seems to be getting better and there is plenty of money around. There is a lot more employment.
If you say the economy is booming, there are more jobs, etc., etc.
I think...
Why would you want to change?
You know, for us, everything kind of stays the same. But I'd like fresh blood in there, something new, someone just to change it. It's just the same old.
It's interesting because you're saying for us, so that's for you, things remain the same. So what remains the same?
Getting up, going to work, paying the bills, and everything is getting higher and higher and higher, and it seems you have to work more and more.
Higher, you mean the...
Your gas, your electric, your food bill, like everything has gone through the roof.
When it comes to vote on the day, how do you balance these things up? Which will be the driving factor?
To be honest with you, I don't know. It's going to be kind of, I'd say the last couple of weeks before the voting comes that I'll actually make my mind up.
Well, I'm joined now by RTE Midwest correspondent Cathy Halloran and UL Politics Professor Maura Adshead. Cathy, voters saying throughout the programme, housing, the hospital, the cost of living are major issues for them before the election here in the two constituencies. Does that tally with what you're hearing?
Yeah, I think no matter where you go across Limerick City and County, you'll hear the two big H's, health and housing. And if you drill down into that anywhere in Limerick here, the one big issue, of course, is the concerns over UHL and its consistently overcrowded emergency department. And unfortunately, no let up in that issue going away. It's an issue for both city and county. And really, it's been an issue across the elections of 2016. 2020 and of course now. And the citizens of Limerick County equally concerned. The average age in Limerick is higher than the national average, and the number of people aged over 65 is also higher than the national average. And that means this age demographic will need their properly equipped acute hospital with a fully functioning ED, and this is a major concern. And undoubtedly, politicians seeking a mandate will get that issue on the doorstep. And I think there's a mood of complete frustration that despite the consistently high overcrowding, there seems to be absolutely no improvement. It simply hasn't been fixed over the lifetime of the last two governments. There's been plenty of spending in infrastructure, plenty of spending in staff, as we keep hearing from the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly. But it seems it hasn't been fixed. And that's a huge concern for citizens. And we've seen also, of course, the tragic consequences for families with overcrowded conditions, contributing to the loss of loved ones. And unfortunately, at this stage in election 2024, that's a shocking legacy for politicians.
Professor of Politics at UL, Maura Adshead, people were telling me that the economy is good,
there are jobs. But they were emphasising the cost of living, rising rents, and they were saying things like politicians aren't in tune with people on the street and that they didn't understand ordinary Joe Soaps. You head up community engagement at the university. You're in contact with 37 voluntary groups throughout the city and county. Are these the kinds of issues that people in your circles are talking about?
They are. I think that really Limerick is like a microcosm of the feeling of the rest of Ireland. You have bubbles of advantage with well-paid jobs, you know, multinationals and so on. And then you have a more general population all struggling to get by, struggling with the cost of living, struggling with health, with housing, maybe stuck somewhere with no services, limited transport and so on. And those struggles are being sort of, the gap is being filled by voluntary services.
But are you surprised by what people were telling me? Because Limerick is prosperous, as you're saying. It has one of the highest levels of disposable income in Ireland. It has a good fair share of foreign direct investment. And people are talking about housing, they're talking about health, and there's still much prosperity.
Well, that's the thing. There are uneven patches of prosperity and patches of disadvantage. And depending who you're talking to is how they're feeling.
How would you describe the mood then?
Frustration. I think Cathy has it absolutely right. You know, there isn't anybody in Limerick who doesn't know someone who's been into the hospital and had an experience. It's something that everybody's familiar with. And then that leaches out then. You know, if you're sharing a house with your parents when you're well past your 20s, or if you're sharing a house with your children when they're well past your 20s, you're not feeling in a good mood about the economy.
I would concur with the mood issue there, Cian.
Yes.
It's a post-COVID world. It's a very different world to 2020. People are fed up. They seem to see, even though there is prosperity and even though Limerick has a large volume of disposable income and is getting new jobs, why are people's lives not any better? They live in a very so-called modern society, and yes, they've a hospital that they cannot rely on. That's a huge issue, and people's lives generally don't seem to be any better, and there's huge costs in the household.
Now, next, let's move to the constituency races. Cathy, let's look first at the county. 3 seats up for grabs. Who are the incumbents?
Yeah.
What are the predictions?
Yeah, one Fine Gael, Patrick O'Donovan, a minister; one Fianna Fáil, Niall Collins, a junior minister; and Richard O'Donoghue, Independent Ireland. It's a huge constituency stretching right across from the edges of Limerick City over to Abbey Field, the Kerry border, the North Cork and Tipperary border. It's hard to see any changes here. It's a solid rural agricultural traditional constituency which has been pretty predictable over the years. Fianna Fáil are strong here, as indeed are Fine Gael. Fine Gael took 2 seats back in 2011, but Fianna Fáil have a good strong tradition here. Richard O'Donoghue took the 3rd seat here in 2020 as an independent, now standing for Independent Ireland. Both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have running mates this time. It's hard to see either party taking a second seat, given the high profile of Richard Donoghue. Sinn Féin are running a candidate, Joanne Collins. She was unsuccessful in the local elections. Shadeen O'Callaghan of Sinn Féin polled very well here in 2020, just behind Richard Donoghue. But the party has been unsuccessful in establishing roots here over the years. My prediction really is no change. One Fianna Gael, one Fianna Fáil, one Independent Ireland. It's just who'll take the highest poll.
More of the same than you're projecting, despite what voters are telling us on the street. Briefly, Professor Ad said, do you agree in relation to the county? We do need to move on to the city as well.
Yeah, I agree in relation to the county, and I think Richard O'Donoghue is going to mop up the disgruntled and the frustrated with his Ireland First agenda.
Well, Limerick City next. It's expected to be a little bit more competitive. Cathy, it's a 4-seater. Let's look at who the sitting TDs are and whether you expect them to hold on to their seats. Sketch it out for us.
Yeah, the 4-seater, Sinn Féin's Maurice Quinlivan topped the poll there in 2020. We've Fianna Fáil's Willie O'Dea, another huge vote-getter. Fine Gael's Kieran O'Donnell and the Greens' Brian Leddon. It's likely that the Greens' Brian Leddon could be in trouble. That's the prediction. He performed poorly in the mayoral election with just 2,303 votes, 10th in a list of 15. And he was elected without reaching the quota and with less than half a quota on count one in election 2020. Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael all running two candidates. Sinn Féin, in fact, have added Senator Paul Galvin to the ticket in recent days. Fianna Fáil have Willie O'Dea and Dee Ryan. She ran and did very well in the mayoral election, and Fine Gael have Kieran O'Donnell and Senator Marie Byrne.
So three out of four are certain. I think that's what you're alluding to. So potentially, who's in the running for the final seat?
I think Dee Ryan's Fianna Fáil will do very well. Okay. She did very well in the mayoral election. She got 11,785 first preference votes there. She was the third last candidate to be eliminated. She's a working mother. She's run her own business, has been CEO of the Limerick Chamber. She served in a number of important regional task forces. She's a good CV. The only thing is, she's running with Fianna Fáil's Willie O'Dea, and she's asking on her posters, please vote for Dee. Will O'Dea give Dee any of his votes? That's the big question. Frankie Daly of an independent did very well in the mayoral elections as well. Topped the poll in Limerick North in the city. He's in with the chance, I think, this time. And he was very disappointed that the seat was taken from him by Brian Leddon of the Greens the last time.
Well, Professor Ad said the last seat, who could be in contention? There's a left-leaning seat in the city going back generations to Jim Kemmy and Jan O'Sullivan. Could that have an impact?
I think it'll have an impact, but I think it'll have an impact in the way that Cathy predicted. I think Brian Leddon is going to go the way that is often the case when you're the smallest party in a coalition. The bigger parties will take the credit for the green initiatives, and he'll suffer the consequences. Although he possibly has a second career in droll comedy if you look at some of his TikTok movies. Okay. But there's the left. It's very hard to see how any of them will keep their first preferences long enough to stay in the race. So I would imagine that maybe on the fourth or fifth round, the seat will go to Dee as a kind of a left-leaning candidate.
OK, so there the predictions here in relation to Limerick City and Limerick County. RTÉ Midwest correspondent Cathy Halloran and UL Politics Professor Maura Adshead, thanks for joining us here on Morning Ireland this morning in our Limerick studio. And Mary, before we hand back to you, we should say that a full list of candidates for both Limerick City constituency and Limerick County are available to read on the RTÉ website. It's back to you in Dublin.
And Cian McCormack and team in Limerick, thank you very much indeed.